Very quickly, just take your Bibles. Take your Bibles quickly. I will just move quickly, even if it's to break this into two. Matthew 5:16, Acts 1:1. We want you to leave church with the word. Say the word. And I believe God has sent this word. Last Sunday, we spoke about, you know, manifesting glory through what? Godly character, you know, moral excellence, which is the holiness of God, integrity. Okay, that's the primary place. That's the first place to start when we speak about manifesting God's glory. It must be in our being, who we are. Amen. And we challenged ourselves to living a holy life. Amen. By the way, as I close, I'm going to pray for all the law school students, you know, who are here today. And I met with our pastor and a new provincial pastor who will be here very soon. And there's a new youth church in Kings Court. It's called Beulah, right? Put your hands together. Now, I want to recommend that church. If you stay around VI and, you know, coming here will be far, that's a good place. Amen. Yes, I told Pastor I'll do that. So, yeah, he said we should also talk about Beulah for those so you don't have to travel all the way. Amen. So it's a what? Sorry? You choose to travel. Ajala traveler. Okay, let's read the word. Let's go. Very quickly. Very quickly. Want to go? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify. Remember, we said that the ultimate is that God has a stake, and the stake is what? His glory. Amen. So he takes glory from being like him. Philippians 1:11. Put it there. Philippians 1:11. By our righteous character. Philippians 1:11 NLT. Being filled with the fruit of righteousness. Oh, may you be filled with the fruit of your salvation. The righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will do what? Bring glory to God and praise to God. So our character, who we are, how we live, okay, primarily brings glory to God. Amen. However, beyond that, the things we do, say the things we do, our works also give glory to God. But the starting point is our being. Amen. God is more interested in who we are than the things that we do. In fact, the things that we do must flow from who we are. So being precedes doing. Say being precedes doing. The problem is in the body of Christ, people are trying to, they tie their self-esteem and their identity to what they do as opposed to who they are, their being. So our righteous character produced in our life by Jesus Christ, the Bible says, brings glory and praise to God. So being that husband of integrity, that boss, that leader that lives a righteous life glorifies God. Amen. God wants us to be a people of integrity, a holy people, a godly people. Amen. But also in addition to that, he wants us to do great works. He wants us to do things that will glorify him. So he's glorified by who we are and by what we do. Say who we are and by what we do. So today we were going to touch on the works. Amen. You see, that's why I began first from who we are. Because it must flow from there. Your doings must flow from beings. Say my doings must flow from doings. Religion says do, do, do to justify yourself. But you see, when it comes to relationship, we are first, you know, who we are. So Jesus called the disciples to be with him first before he sent them out to do. Amen. But today we want to look at the do very briefly, and I'm just going to start, you know, make this into two parts so that we can let you go. Acts 1:1, I'm going to show you from scripture that God is a God who does. Amen. Hallelujah. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to what? Do and teach. Say to do and teach. Amen. God is a God who does glorious things. The theme for today is glorious works. God does glorious things and works. Psalm 111. Let's look at Psalm 111 very quickly. Are you blessed to be a part of the Oasis? God is doing something remarkable in this house. We're humble about it. You can't be proud because pride stops the move of God. So you can't feel like your church is the best thing after sliced bread, that God is not anywhere else. That's a lie. There are 7,000 other people who have not bowed down. So we celebrate what God is doing here and also what God is doing elsewhere. Don't ever look down on what God is doing in other places. That's why I can boldly tell you, if there's a good church around you and the Lord leads you, you can stay there. Amen. And I'm serious about that. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and the congregation. By the way, there's going to be a crusade this weekend. Light Up World Crusade. After we show the flyer, please remind me. The works of God are great. Say the works of God. Can you see that God does great works? Sought out of all them that have what? Pleasure in them. Verse 3. His what? Work. You see, God works. God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I do what? And glorious. His work is honorable and glorious. God does what? Honorable and glorious things. God is holy. He says to us to be holy. God does what? Honorable and glorious things. You should always also do what? Honorable and what? Amen. And his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4. He had made his wonderful works again, you see, to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. That's part of his works. He's gracious. He does gracious things. He does compassionate things. Verse 5. He had given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Verse 6. He had showed his people the power of what? His works. That he may give them what? The heritage of the heathen. Verse 7. And then we'll stop there. Want to go? The works of his hands are verity and judgment. And his commandments are sure. Say, God works. And he does glorious things. Psalm 106 verse 2, another witness. Because in this house this year, we will do glorious things. Amen. I say you will do glorious things. Amen. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? So God works. He does great things. Psalm 40 verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy what? Media, help me. It's not when I now praise you now, I start dropping my... Want to go. Many, O Lord, are my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us what? They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I will declare and speak of them, they are more than... So God does wonderful things. Say wonderful things. Psalm 145, 3 to 12, Psalm 145. These are just scriptures to buttress and confirm that our God works. And he wants us to do alike. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is what? Unsearchable. Verse 4. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare. Praise, the ministry of praise is hinged on declaring the works of God, the acts of God, the power of God. You can write that down. That's what praise is about. The realm of praise is where we declare his power, his works, his acts. Amen. The realm of worship is where we declare his nature, his character, who he is, his holiness. The realm of thanksgiving is where we show gratitude. So, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's what we did today. We gave thanks and we declared his mighty acts. The way he organized for them to travel, the way he brought the doctors, the way he stopped the bleeding, that's his acts. Hallelujah. Verse 5. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Somebody say glorious works. Anything you do this year must be glorious. I say will be glorious. Your pastor does glorious things by God's grace. It's the same oil that flows. No mediocre thing this year. Anything your hand finds to do this year, you will do well. I'm not just talking about ministry. You work in an office, you work well. You see, I tell people, if there has to be a difference between the work of a Christian and the work of an unbeliever, if they want to sack someone in the office, it's not you, because you must have added a lot of value. The problem is Christians pray a lot. When it comes to work, we say by God's grace. Grace is not an excuse for laziness. It's an empowerment to work. Do you know I led a Hallelujah challenge yesterday? Before I got up, I went to minister with Pastor Ben somewhere for the singles. Yesterday, before Hallelujah challenge, went home, laid down, prayed for Hallelujah challenge. Had Hallelujah challenge. About 45 minutes after Hallelujah challenge again, we prayed in the studio to pray, because we don't live there without praying. The devil hates us. So we cover ourselves. When I got home, I didn't sleep. Studied again. Slept a bit. Woke up this morning. Studied, prepared this thing before coming here. I'm preaching to you. I'll counsel people after church. You walk. Say walk. Yes. My father walketh hitherto, and I walk. I will declare his greatness. Verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious. You see again, that's part of his works. And full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's look at something. Let's move on. Let's move on. Say God works. So I will walk. He walked for 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. He walked more than he rested. He walked more than he enjoyed. I'm not saying don't rest. I know my wife is saying now, you are giving an excuse to walk more. Jesus, our pattern man, while on earth, exemplified work. Say exemplified work. Hebrew 10:7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do what? To do. Say to do. Not to speculate. Not to come and enjoy. Not to come and just bear a title. To do thy will. Oh God. To do thy will. And we see that also mirrored in Psalm 57 to 8. We see again in John 4:34. Jesus speaking. John 4:34. He says, my meat. John 4:34-24. Just help me. Okay. 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do what? Is to do. Say do. The will of him that sent me. And to finish is the what? Work. Say work. Tell somebody there's a work to be done. See, there's a work to be done. John 4:30 says, I can do nothing without you. John 5:30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. So Jesus exemplified work. Say Jesus exemplified work. We see in John 6:38 also, it says, I have come down from heaven to do the will of the one that sent me. You know? Acts 10:38 also. Acts 10:38, a popular scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, what? With the Holy Ghost, with power to do what? To bear titles? To take selfies? To do what? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Say work. Say glorious work. And then he said in John 17:4, he said, I have finished the work. I have accomplished the work. I have glorified thee on earth. You see, he connected glorifying God to finishing the work. So God gets glory when we work. God gets glory when we work worthily so. Of course, worthily. Yahoo is not work. It's an evil work. And if you are here today, repent. Amen. Escort work is not work. That the, you know, it's a semi-prostitution. You know, I'm not sure there's anybody here, but if there's anybody here, I don't know why I'm saying that. Change your ways. Amen. That's not work. That's not work. That's a demonic and devilish hustle. It's taking you to hell. Now, Jesus exemplified work, and then he now shows us that you and I are created for work. Ephesians, go to Ephesians. Ephesians. Ephesians 2 verse 10. Ephesians 2 verse 10. Are we learning? One to go. For we are what? His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Unto what? Good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So you are not just saved to go to heaven. You are not just saved to bear the title of a Christian. You are saved unto good works. Say, I'm saved unto good works. We are saved, and not just good works, but glorious works. And in fact, Jesus, you know, takes it a notch higher. This is how much important working is to him. You know, because there's a version of grace that says, well, it's not about works. If not, because people don't understand that when they talk about works in that manner, we're talking about dead works. Works that you do to earn the love of God. Works that you do to earn salvation. Salvation is a free gift. You could never pay for it. But there is a work post-salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. The works of God, that we may walk the works of God. John 14 verse 12. John 14 verse 12. John 14 verse 12. Let's read. Everybody want to go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what? Greater works. So Jesus said, walk pro max. He says, I've walked, I've done all those great things and glorious things, but you would even do what? Greater works. Say, greater works. Say, this year, we are set out for glorious works. Amen. And you see, this whole idea is summed up in this verse, John 15, verse 8. When you read John 15 about the vine, it says, herein is my Father glorified, that he bear what? Much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So when God is talking about work, he's talking about bearing fruit, fruit bearing. And God, if you see Jesus walking the face of the earth, the way he reacted to a tree that was not fruitful, he cursed it. He cursed it. Because God wants us to be productive. God hates it when we are not productive. God hates it when we are lazy. Because there's a work to be done. When we are not fulfilling our prophetic destiny, God hates it. Hallelujah. So let me show you quickly 5 G's of glorious works. 5 G's. 5 G's. A glorious work or glorious works. Number one, 1 G must be God inspired. Say God inspired. Must be God inspired. John 6:38. So we're not just talking about, you know, venturing to doing things. There are many people in the world doing stuff that God has not sent them. They may be great things, but they don't add any eternal value. And before God, those are nothing. He says, without me, you can do what? Nothing. He's the measure of what is good work. So, it must stem from him. He says, for I came down not to do what? My own will, but the will of him that sent me. Glorious works begin with doing God-inspired work. Say God-inspired work. John 5:30. John 5:30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of mine, of my Father who sent me. It begins with doing what God has asked you to do. Doing that which he has made you to do. You are not rewarded doing stuff that you just like. You'll be rewarded based on doing God's will. In fact, he says many will come in that day saying, I've done what? Wonderful things. But he'll say to them, you know what? I never knew you. I didn't send you. Depart from me, ye workers of what? Iniquity. So in our drive to do, make sure that God has sent you. No man taketh this honor upon himself. So ask yourself, that which I'm embarking on, who sent me? Whose work is it? Number 2G. Glorious things are great things. Say great things. And what are great things? Awesome things. Marvelous things. Job 5, 8 to 9. This year you will do great things. Amen. This year you do marvelous things. Amen. And I'm not just talking about being in size. In your small locality, reaching out to, you know, that community, that, you know, that office you are in, that task you're given. Make sure you bring greatness there. Let's read together. I want to go. Job 5, 8. I will seek unto God, and unto God will I commit my cause. 9. Which doeth what? Great things and unsearchable. Marvelous things without number. Things that will cause men to marvel, God will do through you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness of a marvel. Doing things that God, you know, that will cause people to say, wow, they glorified God in you. You are not called to do mediocre things. Great things are also what? Awesome things. Say awesome things. They are also wonderful things. Job 9:10. That's still the second G. Job 9:10. Which doeth what? Great things past finding. Finding out. Yea, wonders without numbers. So glorious things are things that are full of God's wonder. This year, God's going to do wonderful things through you. God's going to wrought signs and wonders through you. In the name of Jesus. Glorious things are also excellent things. Excellence. I tell people, excellence is not 100%. Excellence is more than that. Excellence is attention to detail. If you've ever seen me record in the studio, maybe one day some of you should try and come to my studio. I will play one thing until it sounds right. Sometimes you'll tell me, oh, this is fantastic. I'm like, no, it's fantastic to you. I'm not feeling it. They say, you're not feeling what? We're already dancing. I say, I've not hit that gusher. Keep doing it. Oh Lord our God, how what? Excellent. Mediocrity must not be vis-a-vis with Christianity. There's too many spirit-filled people, Christians, who are mediocre with their work. And God wants us to bring him glory. Whatever you find to do, if you're a cleaner, you clean well. Don't just clean the surface where people can see. Clean the things people cannot see. There are many times you give a Christian work, a brother and sister in church, and before you know it, it's a source for quarrel. Do you know the guy who services my car with utmost professionalism and care and integrity, who will not steal one naira, is a Muslim? The ones who speak in tongues and hold a big Bible, man of God, they've stolen already from you. It ought not be. I'm telling you, two Christians going to a venture, and before you know, there's no integrity. excellence must be our DNA. God is glorified when we are excellent. It's excellent in character, excellent in our works. Amen. Great things, glorious things. Number 3G, glorious things are good things. Say good things. Psalm 145 verse 7. Psalm 145 verse 7. And I'm going to define that now. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. One expression of God's glory in Exodus 33, when Moses said, show me your glory, was the goodness of God. He says, I will make my goodness pass by you. I think it's verse 18 or 19. So an expression of God's glory, one expression of God's glory is his goodness. When we are talking about glorious works, we are talking about good works. Let your light shine that men may shine before men. Amen. That they may do what? Yes, your good works. Good works. So, when we do good things, when we do glorious things, we are manifesting the goodness of God. Say, when we do glorious things, in essence, we are manifesting the goodness of God. And what is good? Good is that which is morally right. Good is that which is righteous. Good is that which benefits or is advantageous to someone or something. Hallelujah. And that which is ultimately good cannot be spoken about without referencing it to God. There is no good without God. Let me say that again. In this context, there is no good without God. And I'll explain why I'm saying that. Remember, someone came and said to Jesus, good master. Matthew 19, verse 16. He said, there is none good but what? One. Hallelujah. So good cannot, in this context, be spoken about outside God and outside eternity. So good is that which is first godly. Say good is that which is first godly. I remember a pastor friend of mine who was sharing his concern. One of his members, you know, faithful, you know, gives to the church, has a thriving business, but the problem is that the business is a nightclub. It's a nightclub. But he has a heart for God and gives to church. Now, good in this context must be looked at by the fruit that it produces. Matthew 7, 17. So you judge something good by the fruit it produces. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. So my question is, what is the fruit of that nightclub? Does it what? Lead to righteousness? Does it glorify God? Remember that the essence is to what? Shine before men that they may glorify God. So when people go there and they are drunk and they are sleeping together, do we say we give God all the glory? Can I go into a club and to sing and say, we give you all? Do you understand? Does he glorify God? But he may have good intent. I want to start a business that, you know, would bring money and to, you know, furnish the kingdom. So we see that that's not a glorious work, right? This should define the things we do. This should define the things we invest in. For example, if they tell me that tobacco investment speed, you know, there's a lot of money coming in, I won't be driven by the profit. I must be driven by the fruit of that business. What's the fruit of it? Is it life? Hallelujah. Glorious things must be good. Say, must be good. Number 4G. Must be gracious. Say, must be gracious. Glorious things must be gracious works. Works of compassion. Works of kindness. Works of mercy. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having what all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Hallelujah. Works of grace, works of kindness, works of compassion, works of goodness. Finally, glorious things must glorify God. He must give God glory. Is this endeavor pointing people back to Jesus? Do people look at the things you've done and they glorify your heavenly Father? Matthew 5:16. That your works will shine before men. Do they say, Lord, thank you for Pastor Nathaniel Bassey? Do people see the works from your life? I'm like, we bless God for the day he was born. That's what happens. Every time people say that, they are giving God glory. Or do people say, we regret the day this person was born? There are some people in the world today, if you say Osama bin Laden, you regret the day where they were born, right? Yeah. Or Shekhar, people who have troubled the nations. People literally curse the day where they were born. But there are certain people, when their name is being mentioned, you bless the womb that bore them. Thank you. We bless the womb and the breast that gave them suck. May your life be like that. In the name of Jesus. So as we close, how do you do glorious works? Number one, get connected to God. Get connected to God. Be connected to God. John 15:4-7. John 15:4-7. Be connected to him. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me. Somebody say, be connected to God. You heard that sister's testimony. She was disconnected from God. She was born from, in a Christian home, a deeper life family, but she walked away from God. But then she reconnected. Then she began to produce what? Good works. The same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Not that you cannot do things, but you cannot do the works of God. Because people can do things for self-aggrandizement. You can do things like the Tower of Babel to make a name for yourself. Ambitious things that have no eternal value. But without him, you cannot do what? The works of God. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Tell somebody, get connected to God. Number 2, believe in God. Believe in God. I've shared this again and again. What does it mean to believe in God? It's to have faith in God. And what does it mean to have faith in God? It is to just obey God. It's to do what God says. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's putting your trust in God. John 14:12. We've read this before. Let's read it again. John 14:12. And I'm running. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. By the grace of God, the nations of the earth are being blessed by what we call the Hallelujah Challenge today. And by the way, we've had some crazy numbers. So some days we had about 560,000 devices hooked on YouTube. Some people have said it has broken the record on any live stream. Now, I did that because when I got the word in 2017, to start by faith. I heard Praise Me at Midnight. And by the way, I have been attacked. If you are doing glorious works, get ready for attacks. But I set my face as a slint. God helps me to develop a tough skin, a thick skin, but a tender heart. I put my trust in God. So when they attack me, some people have said, this is witchcraft. This is occult. This is stuff and all stuff. And they've dragged you. But every time I hear the testimony like I heard, like that of the baby of this morning, and I see the many children that I hold around the world, and I see the Muslims and the unbelievers who are, you know, giving their lives to Christ. There are some people who were born again from Hallelujah Challenge. Stand up here. They are here serving Jesus. I showed them Lisa yesterday. Lisa was born again 2022. She was a part of one Greek, that name again, I don't know, it says Greek what? Say it loud. Greek, one Greek organization like that, you know. But this girl is on fire for God. She flew all the way from New York just to attend this. She's a member of the Oasis, and Dolakbo there from a Muslim family, right? She was born again years ago, serving Jesus. So we have fruit. This is not go come. The fruit, it says by their fruit. So you define it by the fruit. Hallelujah. But I took that step of faith when it was not fashionable. Now it's fashionable to do online prayer. I've told you guys before that a group in Instagram studied the Hallelujah Challenge as a model in 2017. And that's how they came about with the share button. So they took our thing. Somebody told me, insider, that we took your Hallelujah Challenge and studied it. And that's why we developed the share button. Somebody say great works. Say glorious works. But it began when I stepped in by faith. When it didn't look fashionable, somebody needs to take a step of faith. God has told you something. You are saying nobody has done it before. That's why he said you should start it first. You heard the sister who shared about the cupcakes. I'm not talking about ministry here. You are a man. God has told you start that business. And you are dilly-dallying. And you know how God works? While you are dilly-dallying, somebody will start it ahead of you. I'm telling you. Because the purposes of God has to happen. God needs to, he's in a hurry to do things in the earth. Your knowledge of witty inventions. Today, every one of us use an iPhone. The guy who did it was probably not speaking in tongues. Do you know if God had a Christian in mind to do that? How many of you are on Instagram today? There are people who have met. See, sometimes if you look at these things as worldly things, there are people who have met their spouses on Instagram. That was God's plan. People have had jobs on Instagram, right? People sell things on Instagram. That's an idea. Somebody just stepped out. Shake somebody by your side. Say, step out. Say, step out. Enough of this procrastination. Tomorrow I will do it. I will write the email. I will prepare the document. I will apply for that. Stop it. Tell somebody, just do it now. Say, do it now. Say, just do it. Just do it. Somebody, this is your word. Just do it. John 6:28-29. You being blessed. If not, you just be in this valley of decision. And you say, God is not faithful. God says, no, I've done everything. Just step out. The way faith works, once you take the first step, you meet you on the other one. You meet you on the second one. Just step out. Just tell somebody, say, let me stay here. Say, step out. Say, step out. And sometimes, comfort is the problem for some people. That salary is your problem. If you have to leave that salary, if you don't leave, may God have them to chase you out. Some people's sacking is the mercy of God, though, to enter into their destiny. Some people's sacking, that they sacked you, is that God has said, I will have mercy on you. I have a daughter of mine today. I won't hear her testimony. She's here. She wrote it down in Hallelujah Journal. She was working very well for this thing. She wrote it about a year or two ago. All of a sudden, she sent me the testimony. Hundreds of millions investment into her business. And then I told her, I hope you know that it's time to step out and face your own. Some of us are just there. You are building people's empires. I'm not saying there's not a time to serve. There is a time to serve, to learn. But when it's time, leave your comfort zone. God told me years ago, I won a scholarship to Berkeley. Berkeley was my dream school. Berkeley is the Harvard of music school. As soon as I won it, we're about to go to the American embassy. God says, you leave that group. I says, Satan, come on for road. I get Holy Ghost. I say, which Berkeley? This Berkeley where I don't apply for this. The Lord spoke. I let go of those things. A man called Benson Idonigi wrote on it on Guardian Times. How can a young man so talented up to waste away in a local church in the name of serving God and is not inspiring his generation? What he didn't know was that God separated me for a while to form character, to develop me. And that's how it works. You stay for a while and then he begins to show you. Some of you have passed the time of, you know, God is forming you. It's time of showing. It's time of showing. Tell somebody, step out, step out, step out, step out. And I pray over you. May God make your comfort zones uncomfortable. May he set fire to your bosom so you go and do the work of God. Step out in Jesus' name. John 6:28, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we may walk the works of God? Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you do what? Believe on him he has sent. Hallelujah. Somebody is being blessed. Next, wisdom. Say wisdom. You need wisdom. Proverbs 3:19. We're almost done. Proverbs 3:19. Wisdom is divine intelligence and action. Some people have stepped out, but what they lack is wisdom. The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth. By understanding, he had what? Established the heavens. Established the heavens. Wisdom is intelligence. It's prudence. Some people have launched out, but then you need structure. You need planning. You need organization. You need prudence to properly do what God has asked you to do. Your business is scattered. There's no structure. You just do anyhow. There's no knowledge. And you say, well, it's not working. It's not working because God didn't call you. It's not working because you are not working it intelligently. Proverbs 8:12. You see, God, he loves you too much to embarrass you. So sometimes he'll keep you from the big time until you get your acts together. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Of witty invention. It's time to bring order, bring intelligence to what you are doing for God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. I won't stay there because of time. How can we do the work of God? The power of the Spirit, the power of God. You can't do the work of God in your own strength. You need the help of God to go about doing glorious things. You need the grace of God. The power of God is the help of God. The anointing of God is the ability of God. Is the grace of God. 4 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability that God gives, that God in all things may be glorified. Paul says, what I am, by the grace of God. I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, right? Amen. I walk more than ye all, but yet not I. It's this grace. There's an empowering of grace. So as God calls you to do things, depend on him. 2 Chronicles, get that scripture that talks about marvelously helped for me. I think the 2 Chronicles 15:26. 2 Chronicles 15:26. I hope I'm right. Am I right? 1 or 2 Chronicles 15:26. I have too many scriptures flying around my head. Get it for me. Second Chronicles 26:15 is the other way around. 2 Chronicles 26:15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men. So this was like a developer, an inventor, you know, a manufacturer, someone who was doing great works, great things, to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad. Why? For he was marvelously helped. till you were strong. Somebody receive help in the name of Jesus. Amen. You'll be marvelously helped until you are strong. Amen. So write this down. What is glorious works? In summary, it's God inspired, number one. Glorious works are God inspired, God empowered, excellently executed, and works done for the benefit of humanity to the glory of God. Let me say it again. Glorious works are God inspired, God empowered, excellently executed works for the benefit of humanity and what? To or for the glory of God. Amen. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father, anoint me for great works, for greater works. Open your mouth and pray. That you will make a mark in the sands of time. You will not be a statistic. And if you are here this afternoon and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, it all begins at the cross. The Bible says, this is the work of God, that we believe on him that he has sent. It begins with believing. If you are here, you say, Pastor Nathaniel, I am not born again. You've spoken so much about Jesus today, but I don't have a relationship with him. But today, I want to open my heart to him. Wherever you are, can you wave to me? Can you wave to me? Don't be ashamed. You know you are a sinner. You know you live for yourself. You know Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You know if you die today, you'll be eternally separated from him. But you want to make a firm commitment. God bless you, my sister. Just wave. Wave like you're making a bye so I can easily spot you. Please wave. Don't be ashamed. Wave. Anybody else, you want to give your life to Jesus? God bless you. Wave, please wave. And those of you waving, just one more thing. Can you take a step towards me and come to the altar now? The rest of us, can we clap as they come? God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. God bless you, my brother. Oh, hallelujah. Come. Come. Just face me. Come. This is the Jesus that changed my life. He changed my life years ago and poured grace on me and made me a sign and a wonder, a testament to my generation. Please clap. This is what it's all about. Transformation, change of story and of life. Anybody else? I'll do you the honors of waiting another minute. Don't be ashamed. Give me the privilege of leading you to Jesus. Hallelujah. The rest of us, can we stand and pray with them? My brothers, congratulations. This is the greatest day of your life. What a joy to come to Jesus. This is the singular most important decision of your life. And let me tell you what the gospel is in a nutshell. That God had a need. And what was the need? Man had fallen from grace because of sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you see, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And in the old covenant day, God put up with a lot of, you know, animals just to be able to interact with man. It was just a stopgap because you couldn't come to God not without blood. So the blood of bulls and goats, it was just a temporal, all right, you know, walk or act. But he had a master plan, because the Lamb of God was shed and killed before the foundation of the earth. So God decided to come himself in the form of his son, because that the sacrifice that would suffice had to be spotless. So it means that God had to die. So God came and died on the cross. He died on the cross so that if you and I accept what he has done through the confession of our mouth and the belief of our hearts, you will be saved. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Say, that's the gospel. So today I present you Jesus. He has done the work. Yours is to believe in it. So raise your right hand to heaven. His presence is here. So say with me out loud, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Thank you for dying for me. I believe that you came, you died, you were buried, and on the third day, you rose again for my justification. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. So right now, I put my faith, I put my trust in your finished work, that which you did on the cross just for me. And on the basis of that sacrifice, I declare that my sins are forgiven, that you are my Savior and my Lord, and I am brand new. I am born again. Satan has no right over me. I am a child of God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare everyone who has said this prayer saved to the uttermost. You impart upon them right now the power to live above sin and to live for you in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for them. Now, very quickly before we go.